Beloved, you're welcome to another powerful message from Reverend Sydney Alamensa. Reverend Sydney Alamensa is the head pastor of God as Our Light Church, City of His Presence. He is a man of God who operates in the healing, prophetic, and teaching ministries. Today, the man of God takes us through a series titled, Developing a Faith That Works. And the theme for today's episode is, How to Have Patience, Part 1. Stay tuned and be blessed. And now, today's message.
Hallelujah. I don't know, but I just feel in my spirit God is about to do something great in the month of August. In the month of August, something great is about to happen. Jesus. Kominanakane. Oh, Jesus.
Yeshua,
this month of August,
Yeshua HaMashiach, Kominanakane. Yeshua HaMashiach, Kominanakane. Yeshua HaMashiach, Kominanakane. Yeshua HaMashiach, Kominanakane. Yeshua
Hallelujah. Oh, Jesus. Open your Bibles to the book of James, chapter 5, verse 7 to 12. Look at somebody on your left, on your right. Tell the person God is good. How many of you believe that? Believe that. Hallelujah. James 5. I read, be patient then, brothers and sisters, until the Lord's coming. See how the farmer waits for the land to yield its valuable crop. Can you reduce my gain a bit for me? See how the farmer waits for the land to yield its valuable crop, patiently waiting for the autumn and spring rains. Next verse. You too be patient and stand firm, because the Lord's coming is near. Next verse. Don't grumble against one another, brothers and sisters, or you will be judged. The judge is standing at the door. Next verse. Brothers and sisters, let's read together. Brothers and sisters, as an example of patience in the face of suffering, take the prophet who spoke in the name of the Lord. Next verse. Let's read to 12. Let's read it. As you know, we count as blessed those who have persevered. Next verse. Last one. Above all, my brothers and sisters, do not swear, not by heaven or by earth or by anything else. As you, all you need to say, simple yes or no. Otherwise, you'll be condemned. May the Lord add blessing to the reading of his word. Hallelujah. Look at somebody, ask the person, do you have patience? Hallelujah. How are you, sir? Look at somebody, say, do you have patience? Let's be frank with ourselves. Like, I mean, how many of us can really attest to the fact that we have patience? No. Somehow, right? So if we want to rate you on patience, where will you rate yourself? Like 65, 50%, 20%? Work in progress. Hey, I heard someone say work in progress. Hallelujah. A lot of your life and a lot of my life and your life, we tend to wait. Hallelujah. And that has been it. We spend a lot of time waiting. Amen. We spend a lot of time waiting. And as little as we are and as we're growing up, we waited all our life to start school. Is it not true? Hallelujah. We waited all our life to start school. We couldn't wait to get out of school. We couldn't wait to get out of school. We couldn't wait to fall in love. We couldn't wait to get married. We couldn't wait to have kids. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So all our life, we realize that we find ourselves in places where we spend a lot of our lives waiting. Are you understanding me? And some of us, out of these waiting or out of these waiting that we go through, it tests our patience. Hallelujah. It tests our what? Our patience. And some of us, our patience are tested in traffic. Hallelujah. Our patience are tested what? In traffic. Some of us, our patience are tested when we are in queue to see the doctor. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Some of us, our patience is tested when we are at the supermarket waiting for our turn for them to check our items that we've bought. Hallelujah. How many of you have been to a supermarket before? After you buy your things and you see the key, we're like, ah, can I go back and put it inside and then go back home? Can I have a witness here? Why are you behaving like you are fake? Can I have real people here? Hallelujah. And sometimes you look at the items you've bought and you are like, ah, but if I put it there, how do I, you know? So now you try to see whether, sometimes you see about 5 pews there that you want to, all of them is jammed. And you are wondering which one, all of them is jammed and you have to wait. And sometimes during our waiting, we are frustrated that we even not speak well to those that are in front of us. Sometimes like, ah, mami we kra de unko enim kakra. Hallelujah. That sometimes we see there is a space there and we are like, ah, ade no unko enim kakra na yesu yanko. How many of you have been at a banking hall before? That you need real cash and the cashier will not call you. Hallelujah. When you go to the automated places, and they give you the receipt and they say receipt 501 and you see 501, you are wondering that 501, when it would be my turn. Hallelujah. Amen. And it's very, very frustrating. I want to personally testify that sometimes it's very frustrating. Are you understanding me? So how many of us have the ability to wait? Not in our generation, no. In this now generation, there is no time wait. Is it not true? Hallelujah. Have you been to a restaurant before? Hallelujah. When you get to a restaurant, they have to find you a place to sit. Is it not true? Now, after you sit down, now they give you the menu for you to look through. You are waiting. Hallelujah. And after going to the menu and choosing what you want, like, let me just go. Let me preach my message. Some of you say, ah, Reverend, okay, yeah. Hallelujah. Some of the menu, you see something like frog there. Have you seen it before? Ah. Frog. Frog sauce. I'm sure if I give you frog sauce, Auntie Herita, you not take it. Hallelujah. Say frog Hallelujah. Visit some of the restaurants. I'm not going to mention which restaurant. Visit some of the restaurants, you see something like frog sauce. Some of you should try it and see. Hallelujah. Nana, and after you give them that this is what you want beef in rice or fried rice, something and all that. Now, they take the list or what you have chosen. Now, they give it to the kitchen. And now, you are waiting. And sometimes, they will delay and you are like, ah, they do any crown and maybe they are And the most frustrating aspect of it is that you will see that there is somebody who has been served by your side and is eating comfortably. And you are just salivating like that. You can drink water, but still you will salivate. Because the aroma alone of the next person.
Ah, oh, someone say, ah, yeah, 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 yeah.
But you see, what you don't know is that that person who was eating also waited for some time. Hallelujah. And after you are done, they now, after waiting for about 30, 35 or 40 minutes at most, now they bring you and, you know, the heat is from the food and it's coming like that. You are like, God, at long last. At long last, I get to enjoy. Hallelujah. And after you finish eating and everything, they clear the table and you have to wait for your bill. Is it not true? Even your bill, you have to wait it. Are you understanding me? Hallelujah. And they have all the goodness to say that that person is a waiter. Hallelujah. Now, the guy comes and says, I am the waiter. The name on it even tells you that you have to wait. Are you understanding me? So in all our life, we find ourselves in places where we have to wait. But today, we are going to learn what James says about developing patience. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And I want to tell you that in every area of your life, you need patience. Somebody say patience. Say patience. In this passage that we read, James uses the word patience or perseverance 6 times. Hallelujah. And he uses it in different illustrations to teach us to develop patience. Hallelujah. And James wants us to know, number one, he wants us to know when to be patient. When to be patient. Please write it down. When to be patient. Number two. When to be patient. Number two. Why to be patient. Why to be patient. Number three, how to be patient. How to be patient. So we want to believe God to go through this for us to learn the grace to be. Somebody say, patience, come upon me. But you see, even if you invoke or even if you orchestrate or whatever it is, you need to learn how to be what? To be patient. Are you understanding me? Hallelujah. When should I be patient? Question is that, when should I be patient? And James isn't saying that we have to be patient all the time. But he's saying that there are some occasions we need that extra dose of what? Of patience. Please listen carefully. Don't go and misquote me. Hallelujah. James is saying that, he's not saying that all the time you have to be patient. But he's saying that there are some situations and there are some occasions you need what? A little dose of what? Of patience. Are you understanding me? Hallelujah. Someone say patience. Say patience. So So the Bible makes us understand by what we read that patience is the key. Please stay with me. Patience is the key if you have to go through the test of time. Are you understanding me? Hallelujah. Have you figured it out that a lot in our life or a lot of things that happen in our life is beyond our control? Hallelujah. A lot of things that happen is beyond what? Our control. Number one, you need that extra dose of patience. Number one, when circumstances are uncontrollable, write it down. When circumstances are uncontrollable. When circumstances are uncontrollable. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And that is it, that there are times in our life that, listen, no matter what we do, no matter what we do, we have to just have that extra patience. And it happens when circumstances are what? Are uncontrollable. Hallelujah. And James uses a farmer in this illustration. Somebody say farmer. Say farmer. Lord, help me teach. James uses what? A farmer word in this word illustration. Hallelujah. And he says in verse 7, he says that, be patient then, my brothers, until the coming word of the Lord, or until the Lord's word coming. He says that, see how the farmer waits for the land to yield its valuable crop, and how patient he is. Let's read together. Please, let's read together. He says what? Be what? Uh-huh. Hallelujah. You see, you cannot be a farmer if you don't have patience. Anameboa. The job description of a farmer is written boldly there. Patience. Are you understanding me? So if you are a farmer and you don't have patience, no, you cannot be a farmer. You have to pack your bags and go. And James uses an illustration here and says that, listen, see how the farmer wait for the land what to yield. Are you with me? The farmer, one would have to wait for the land to till, wait to plant, and then wait to prune. Kai, you cannot have patience if you want to be a farmer. Are you understanding me? Hallelujah. Somebody say patience. Say patience. Because as a farmer, there are a lot of circumstances that will be beyond the control of the farmer. Are you understanding me? The weather is beyond his control. Are you with me? A lot of things are beyond his control. He will make sure that the land is tilled and he will sow the seed and all that. But there are several things that are what are uncontrollable. It's beyond the farmer. Are you with me? So James says that, listen, if you want to have patience, look at the farmer. There are some circumstances that are uncontrollable. And the Lord is saying that in those circumstances, you need an extra dose of what? Of patience. Am I communicating? There are factors that the farmer cannot control. Can somebody tell me one? Weather, right? Rain. The farmer cannot control these things. He cannot really tell that this time around, rain is coming. Are you understanding me? Today, our weather has changed. Are you understanding me? They call it global warming or whatever. Everything has changed. Times that it should not rain, it should rain. There were times we could just predict and say that sometime now we don't, even our Ghana weather forecast, we don't believe them. They say it's going to rain. Hallelujah. But there are times when they say it will rain. You have to carry what? Your umbrella. Are you understanding me? So there are many circumstances that are uncontrollable when it comes what to the farmer. And James uses this illustration. Are you understanding me? The economy is uncontrollable. Are you understanding me? Hallelujah. So there are a lot of factors here. But you see, as a believer, you need a lot of faith if you want to be a farmer. You need what? A lot of faith if you want what? You want to be what? A farmer. Because you are going to deal with uncontrollable factors. Are you understanding me? And I want to say that as a believer, you have to put on the garment of a farmer. And that is why James says and uses the illustration word of a farmer. Are you understanding me? Somebody say, I need that patience. Say, I need that patience. Have you realized that there are times where the situation is uncontrollable? Still, we want to control it. Can I have a witness here? Oh, someone say, ay, 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 ay. Can I have a witness here? When the situation is uncontrollable, Naomi, we still want to control it. And you know how we do that? By worrying. Is it not true? Am I communicating? And that is what we, that is how we. Auntie Erin, I like the way you are smiling. Hallelujah. That is how we try to what? To control it by worrying. And that is how we used to what? To control the situation. Are you understanding me? So James is saying that number one, you need a little or extra dose of patience. One, when the situation is what? Is uncontrollable. When the circumstances is what? Is uncontrollable. Hallelujah. Number two, he says that you need an extra dose of patience when people are unchangeable. Write it. When people are unchangeable. Somebody say unchangeable. Say unchangeable. And he's saying that when people don't change, and there are some people, no matter what you do, they will not change. Are you understanding me? When they won't make a difference. And he gives an example of the prophet. He says that as an example of patience in the face of suffering, take the prophet who spoke in the name of the Lord. And we ask ourselves that what is the duty of the prophet? To help people change, to bring them back to divine alignment, to bring them back to correction. Are you understanding me? Are you understanding me? So there are some individuals, no matter you can preach and you can cry, you can wail around, you can scream, they will never change. Is it not true? Or can I have a witness here? Hallelujah. You can buy them 15 Bibles. You can buy them every spiritual book in this world. They still stand on their ground. For me, I won't change. Are you understanding me? You can let them go on 100 days fasting. They will still not change. Can I have a witness here? And James is saying that, listen, there are certain situations like that when people are unchangeable. Are you understanding me? And let me make a little tiny suggestion here. There are times where when you try as much as possible, they even resist you. Is it not true? They do what? They resist you. Hallelujah. They do what? They resist you. Once you are sitting down, I want you to go on our YouTube channel and then like it. It's an algorithm. Share it on your pages. Some of them will resist. Hallelujah. Pick your phone, go to YouTube, CD of, I give you permission. Go now, go to CD of His presence. Share it on your profile, like it, algorithm, hallelujah. A lot of people will see it and they will be blessed. Hallelujah. Do you have anybody in your life right now as I'm speaking, that is refusing to change? Can I have a witness here? Do you have anybody in your life, right? You have done whatever you are doing, they are refusing to change. Hallelujah. You've knocked on their door several times, they are refusing to change. But look at what James says. He says that this kind of situations is very difficult. And it's actually difficult to live with people like that. Are you understanding me? People that you try as much. Say, chale, sisao subain, chale, change. Chale, worship God well. Talenti and San Yawanum Santi and Yebiana. Talenti da Ben and your mabes is Tali. Inti my uncle, sorry. So then you are sorry for calling why and being home. You've tried as much as possible. He says that, O team, new team, I stand where I stand. I'm going nowhere. Hallelujah. And these are the kind of people, we call them the irregular people. They are people who only see it in their own way. Are you understanding me? They see it in their own way. They may never change. Whatever you do, they may never change. But the point is that, what are you going to do about it? Look at somebody say, they won't change, but what are you going to do about it? Hallelujah. No, they will not change. Mrs., they will not change, but what are you going to do about it? Hallelujah.
And James says that, listen, to such kind of people, you need what? Patience. You need what? You know how some of us became born again Christian? We were some radical, rascal, bojo bojo, jiggy jiggy. Hallelujah. We have been stubborn in life before.
Ah, but to God be the glory. To God be the glory.
Hallelujah. James says that, I know you have people like that, but he says that, please, have patience. Are you understanding me? And the word patience in the Greek is the word we call makrotomos. Makrotomos. Makro meaning that long, and tomos meaning that heat. Are you understanding me? Tomos come from the word thermometer. Do I have nurses here? Hallelujah. And thermometer, we use it to check what? Your temperature. Are you understanding me? So it's macro thermos. And macro means heat. And then thermos means, macro means long. And then thermos means what? Heat. And it literally means that it takes a long time to get hot. Patience. It literally means that what? It takes what? A long time to get hot. So if you have patience, then it will take what? A long time for you to be there and wait for the person to change. Are you understanding me? I pray that God will give you that grace in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. James is saying that you have a long fuse. You don't just blow up easy like that because you have patience. Are you understanding me? A short fuse will blow up just easy, but a long fuse what will not blow up just like that. Are you understanding me? He's saying that if you are going to be successful with people, you have to learn to be patient. I was speaking with my father, the bishop, Senior Reverend Paul Edumensa. We were having a dialogue. And after we were ending our conversation, he said, I understand you. You deal with youth, so I understand you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Because there are certain situations, sometimes your heart is hard like this. You want to just call somebody, kick him there, boot to him somewhere. you say you like that. Hallelujah. Somebody say you need that extra patience. Tell somebody you need it. You need that extra. Say it is in you. Hallelujah. If you are going to be successful parent, you need that long fuse. Even with your children. We are kalabone. Makasa sauti. Waso ding. Some of you are pretending you've not been a child before. Some of you, they even held your ears like, wasu e ayet ding. Ampaso ayet ding physical. Hallelujah. And James is saying that, listen, you don't get overheated. Because you are macro Thomas. You don't get overheated. You have a long fuse. Are you understanding me? He's saying that when people are unchangeable, please have patience for them. If people did not get patience or did not have patience for us, some of us will not be here. Are you understanding me? Some of us will not be here. But God is indeed faithful. Hallelujah. That is why sometimes I don't know. But listen, I don't know what you are going through. But the Lord says that be patient. Are you understanding me? James says that you need to be patient when circumstances are what? Uncontrollable. And when people are unchangeable. When people will not cooperate with you. He says that what? Be patient. Number three. When problems are unexplainable. When problems are unexplainable. And a classic example he gives is in verse 11. He says that you have heard Job's perseverance. You have heard Job's what? Perseverance. Number three, when problems are unexplainable. Hallelujah. It says that you have what? Is it there? It says, as you know, we count as blessed those who have what? Persevered. As you persevere, may you be counted blessed. As you persevere, may you be counted blessed. He says that, have you not heard Job? Somebody say Job. Have you not? Job was the wealthiest man ever lived. He had everything going for him until in a two-day period, everything crumpled. His empire, his estate, everything crumpled. 2 days. If you have problems, go and ask Job. If you are complaining, go and ask Job. 2 days. Mercedes E-Class, Ashi. Hallelujah. 2 days. His entire children, everybody, each one of them murdered. 2 days. 2 days he lost everything. And James says, have you heard Job's perseverance?
Oh my God.
Some of us, we complain too much. Have you heard Job's perseverance? In 1 week, you lose it and you are going crazy. Lord, are you there? Have you heard Job's perseverance? In 1 month, it's like everything is crumbling. And we are like, God, are you there? James is saying, have you heard Job's perseverance? Hallelujah. What kind of believers are we? We will love God if there is no prophecy. Will we love God if there is no money coming to our pocket? Will we still love God? That is what he wants. Are you understanding me? I will love you no matter what. Will you still love God if there is no Reverend Sydney? Will you still love God? Somebody say perseverance. Will you still love God if there is no microphone for you to hold and preach? Will you still love God? Hallelujah. Everything just happened like that. And strangely enough, of everything that left him, the wife was around. The support system. Emaya. Everything was taken away, but the wife was there. Is it in the Bible? The wife was there. Hallelujah. When everything was taken, the wife came and he said that, listen, curse God and what?
Emaya. Emaya.
Curse God and what? Hey, now that the money is not there, curse God and die. Empower me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now that the money is not there, and then I won't call you cocaine, being face can breathe. MFA. Hallelujah. Now that the money is not there, and then I won't call pay sugar mommy be so cry. Now face camber. Hallelujah. Are you understanding me? She said that curse God and what? And die. Are you understanding me? But you see, I wonder why everything was taken except the wife. Why the wife? Ask somebody, why the wife? Hallelujah. Why the nagging wife? Everything was taken by the wife. I believe that God wanted to show Job something. Because every day the wives wake up and say, sweetie, how are you? Darling, darling. My sugar in my tea. Hallelujah. Hello, babes. The woman showed Job all her love when the Mercedes and all that was there. When she could just go and open the vault and cash out dollars and pounds. Are you understanding me? When the empire was so sweet, but when everything crashed, she said, curse God and what? And die. And God says, listen, I let me say something here. There are some of you women, let me advise you. There's something I don't know, but let me ask you. Maybe you can give me an answer. That when women are hungry, they will not call you babes again.
Amen also.
Hallelujah. The men, are we here? It looks like the women have taken the auditorium. Hallelujah. When the women are angry, they don't call you, hey, Kojo. Kojo, Papa. Hallelujah. Please, women, tell us why you do that. No, no. Let me just close my sermon. Tell me why you do that. No, I ask God that I will answer. I will ask the congregation today. Hallelujah. Why is it that when everything is fine, when I come home with $5,000, I put it on the table, babes, tonight I will save you that food. Which one do you want? You want more meat? Hallelujah. But when the problem, hey. Why do you do that? Hallelujah. Why is it that when you are angry, you don't still call us babes or darling? Hallelujah. Imagine that when you are angry, you are still saying, darling. I hear somebody say, shy. May the Lord have mercy upon all the women here. In the name of Jesus Christ. Even when you are, when they are angry, they are, may my message not change. When they are angry, they are chatting, you say, hi. Hi. But when things are, hi, sweetheart. But God was saying that, listen, this is a woman that said, I love you. I will be with you till death do us apart. But I am the only God that can love you. Even when you don't have anything. When you are down to zero, I will still love you. Come on. I will still love you because my name is I am that I am. I was there from the beginning of time. I will love you. You see, that is why your spiritual family will last forever. Your spiritual family will what? Will last forever. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Can you imagine that of all the 37 chapters of Job, God became silent. God never spoke to him. And he was wondering, Job even said, why me? He said what? Why what? Why me? God was silent. Are you understanding me? God never spoke in all this time. And of all the people, Job says that, Lord, why me? How many of you have said that before? Why me? Hallelujah. Some of you say, why me? Why me, Father? Why is it that my family have to go? Why me? Are you understanding me? And coupled with that, we say life is not fair. Hallelujah. But who says life is fair? God did not promise you life will be fair. Are you understanding me? God never promised you that what? Life what? Will be fair. Listen, a lot of things in life, they don't make sense. Are you understanding me? A lot of things in life, please stay with me. A lot of things in life, they don't make sense. I have my father, he has a job, and all of a sudden he loses his job and I have to go through so many things in life. It doesn't make sense. Are you understanding me? You have a mother, everything is going on well. All of a sudden, she loses a job. Now you have to move from where you are, your comfort place, to another place. You struggle. It doesn't make sense. In this, our heaven that we are, we might never get answers. But I know one day when we meet our maker, we will get an answer. I will ask him, why did you take my grandfather? Why did you take my mom? Why did you take my dad? Are you understanding me? A pastor will say, Lord, why did you take all my children? Are you understanding me? All my beautiful girls, why did you take them? A lot of things don't make sense. Are you understanding me? Hallelujah. And Job didn't understand it all. In fact, he did not understand it all. But one thing I love about Job here, which James said, he said, you have heard of Job's perseverance. Job maintained his momentum. Are you understanding me? He still believed that there is a God. And he showed it that there is a God. Can I have a witness here? He showed it that what? There is one. A God. Are you understanding me? And as a matter of fact, as much as he did not understand everything that was happening, sometimes we just can't figure out what the problem is. We can't figure it out. What's the problem? Why is it that my life is going through this? It is unexplainable. Are you understanding me? But But I know one day we'll get an answer. And when circumstances are uncontrollable, when people are unchangeable, and when problems are unexplainable, you really need patience. Why? Why do you need that patience? Please stand up on your feet for me. God willing, next week I will tell you why you need that patience. Look at somebody, say, you need that patience.
You need that patience.
But why be patient?
But why be patient?
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Imagine that God wants to. Listen, some of you here, if God opens your eyes and moves you from the realm of men to the realm of the heavenlies and shows you your life, opens one door, and you see the first door he opens for you, you see a beautiful mansion, 7-bedroom mansion, a walk-in wardrobe. You see the angel of the Lord showing you everything. And you tell the angel of the Lord, no, I want it now. And the angel of the Lord says that, no, this one, it will happen in the next 25 years of your life. And you look at the angel of the Lord saying, no, I need it now. He said, okay, you need it now. Let's go. He shows you another door. And he opens the door and you see money, dollars, cedis, pounds there. And the angel of the Lord say, you want it? And you say, yes, I want it. He said, this one, it will take 26 years of your life. And he opens another door. And you are a lady and you see your to-be husband, beautiful, handsome there. And you tell the angel, I need it now. Because when you look at the guy, you are like, no, I have to take him before somebody does. And you say, I need him now. And the angel of the Lord say, no. This one, 27 years, you have to wait. And then the angel of the Lord takes you to another room, opens another door, and that door, you see E-class, C-class, Jaguar. They are all packed there. And you say, I need it. And the angel of the Lord says, this one, it will take 30 years. And you are like, Master, no. You don't know why I came here for it. It is by tender, by force. Have you heard the scripture? Have you heard the scripture? In the days of John the Baptist, the kingdom of heaven. Angel, is it in your word? Go and check. Go and ask Jesus. It is there. That in the days of John the Baptist, the kingdom of heaven suffered violence. And violence will take it by force. Angel say, I know that word. But look down and see the word written there. And the word there is patience. And you tell the angel of the Lord, me, I don't need that your patience. Give me everything that is there. Give me everything that is what? That is there. Hallelujah.
Amen. Mm.
But you see, one thing that we need to understand is that sometimes we need that patience. And God willing, next week, I will teach you why you need that patience and what is in that patience for you and what that James talk about. Please lift up your right hand. Say, Heavenly Father.
Heavenly Father.
As I lift my right hand.
As I lift my right hand.
I have understood.
I have understood.
Certain circumstances.
Certain circumstances.
Certain occasions.
Certain occasions.
That I need.
That I need.
An extra dose.
An extra dose.
Of patience.
Of patience.
Father.
Father.
Help me.
Help me.
Help me.
Help me.
Listen, I don't know what you are going to socially, relationship-wise, financially. I don't know what you are going through. But I have a word for you.
Jesus.
Say, Heavenly Father.
Heavenly Father.
Help me.
Help me.
To be patient.
To be patient.
Come on, lift up your voice. Begin to
in
pray.
In the name of Jesus. Jean Paradapa. Limbroski Brandilapa. Rakas Kuntelian Paraba. Heavenly Father, help us to be patient. In the mighty name of Jesus. Le Paradisi Makura Palaba. Asham Paladaba. Shamparianapaya. Father, help us, O Lord, to be patient in the name of Jesus. In unfavorable circumstances. Lord, help us to be patient in the mighty name of Jesus. In difficult situations, oh God, help us to be patient. Le paradis ki paradiato ala brandi magoisha. Father, help me, oh Lord, to be patient.
Come on, lift up your voice and pray. I don't know what circumstance you find yourself. I want you to pray, Lord, help me.
Lord, help me in the name of Jesus.
Pray, Lord, help me.
Patient, Limaka Pariatola, Limbrati Barosia, Lapraski Padantabala. Help us, O Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus.
Limaka Pada,
Limbrati Paradis,
Limaka
Shapada. Lord, help me.
Final prayer. Open your mouth.
In the name of Jesus. Jimara Kaskiato. Lataparia Kaskiti. Ali Majita Paragatosha. Ashika Paragatuatiapa. Limisiata Ragazita Malaga. Apalandila Mako Pariataya. Lord, help me. In the name of Jesus. Aki Paraguate. Limakovasite. Shapada Parada. Help me, oh Lord. I know you are in control in the name of Jesus.
Father, we thank you. We bless your holy name.
Yes, Lord.
In Jesus' name. Amen.
Precious one, I believe you have been blessed by that powerful message from Reverend Sidney Alamensa. Don't forget to share this message with your loved ones. God bless you. Shalom.